Well, hello.
Hello. Midweek Wednesday.
Midweek Wednesday. What a cool drop, though. What a good idea. I like it.
I think so.
So, everybody, welcome to our channel. I'm Bree.
And I'm Josie.
And today we are going to talk about the most controversial thing that happened this week. And it's like a domino effect, right? Like, the fact that we're starting the year off like this, I feel like, what is next after Casey Anthony? Decided she was going to come. Josie's going to like a fucking levitate over this bitch.
Okay, first of all, like if you say what's going to come next, my fear. Bro, Yolanda Salazar.
Isn't she out of prison this year?
It, like at the end of this month is what they're saying.
We're going to start crying over that. We're going to start.
Bro, hold my earrings.
I never watched her documentary because I never want a platform. Like I'm not going to watch shit. You know, I ended up forcefully watching the Casey Anthony one. But the Yolanda one, she's like, I think it's time to set the record straight. And I was like, I think the fuck not.
Okay, I did watch it. And I did because I was young when it happened. I was like a diehard Selena fan back then.
Oh, yeah.
And now still. My husband had to come in the room and ask me if I was okay. Because I was screaming at the TV. I was folding laundry, screaming at the TV. And he was like, it's okay. And I'm like, you don't
understand. Yeah, no, that's our girl.
No. So, yeah, so don't say what could happen next, because next thing we know, this other one, they may team up and have a freaking, they might be doing battles.
Be her legal advocate.
Oh, my gosh.
So, if you guys don't know, Casey Anthony was found not guilty of murdering her 2-year-old
daughter. She was acquitted.
Acquitted.
She was acquitted.
Well, not guilty, right?
Yeah, it is.
2011, Lee Anthony, who is just so stunning. They found her in the woods 31 days later with duct tape and a sticker on her mouth and discarded, like, absolute fucking trash. And, what was Casey doing the whole entire time in the 31 days that Kaylee was missing?
So there have been photos of her going out partying. She got a tattoo. It says Bella Vita, which is Beautiful Life. I know that
worker Kaylee went missing, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, and this is just like a recap. I know, right? So like on July 15th.
Okay.
So I guess start here. In June of 2008, she and sweet baby Kaylee, they leave the Anthony family home, the mom and dad's house in Florida. She didn't return for 31 days. During this time, when she was
forcefully returned, right? Like mom went and got her at the DJ boyfriend's house and forcefully brought her back.
Forcefully brought her back, because every time they would call and ask, where's Kaylee? She would say she's napping or she's with the nanny, which we will get to in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Because that, what a name. Right? Like, out of all the names you could come up with.
You're the woman's real, right?
Yes.
But never lived in the apartment complex. Then, okay, but we'll get to that.
Ever. Yeah. Right. So she would tell them all these outrageous lies, right? So mom goes and gets her, brings her back. Now, they also had given them their car.
Yeah.
To use because she was telling them she was going to work.
Right. At Universal, right?
Universal Studios. Yes.
Universal Studios.
So July 15th comes around. 2008.
July. Yeah.
Yep. So 31 days later, in Orlando, Florida, at 8:44 p.m., 911 gets a dispatch call from Cindy Anthony saying she needs law enforcement at her home. Because that
was the first of three calls. The first call
of three calls that night.
She wanted somebody to come be arrested, which was Casey.
Right. And when they ask her, she says to come to her home to arrest someone.
Mm-hmm.
They say when that 911 operator asks, like, who? She says it's her daughter, for auto theft.
Yeah.
Two more calls come in. And one of them, she says she would like to report her granddaughter missing because she has not seen her.
And we know why she called, because Casey was talking to Lee, which Lee is Casey's brother.
Yes.
And she was saying to Lee that Zendaya, is that how you pronounce her name?
I believe so, but she would call her Zanny.
Zanny
the nanny.
What a just toddler thing to come up with. She was telling Lee that Zanny would not let her talk to Kaylee, and they met up at like a park, and she like grabbed Kaylee from her, and then like 3 days
later, close to her arm.
And then like a couple days later or something, she was able to talk to Kaylee on the phone. So that's what sparked the mom to call the police. Cindy, sorry. But I just literally, my mind went blank with her name. And then that was the second call, right? Like, I need to report my daughter missing, or is there smell like it's been a decomposed body?
That was, I believe,
two different ones.
There was three total. And there was one saying she needed to report her granddaughter missing because, like, you know, they didn't know. And then
I'd fucking string my daughter up by her neck. The fact that Cindy and then didn't put it on Casey, I would have never tolerated this type of shit for my kid. I'd have beat the shit out of her. Like, where is my motherfucking granddaughter? The circus that happened after this day was just insane.
It was, I heard someone say on TikTok that she was the O.J. Simpson of their
era.
Yeah, I guess. I think that's what she used. So, now mind you, she had a boyfriend named Tony. Tony Lazaro, I believe, is the way you say it.
Aspiring DJ, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Lazaro.
And him and his roommate had hung out with Kaylee. And they were like, she was a great kid. Super sweet kid. But all of a sudden, one day, she just stopped coming over. Bam. And any time they would ask her, where's Kaylee? She's with the nanny.
She's with my mom. She's with this person, with that person, knowing none of that was true.
Right.
So what day do you think Kaylee passed away? By Casey. Was murdered. What day do you think Casey murdered Kaylee? Because the last...
Allegedly.
I believe that she did it, but allegedly for legal purposes. Yes. Because the last day that Kaylee was seen alive leaving with Casey was June 16th of 2008.
Yes. And then I believe nobody saw her after that, correct?
She has no trace of her after that.
At all.
Do you think that night when she left that house was the last time?
Unfortunately.
I believe
that. Like, I don't know if it was, I mean, because if you go back and look at, you know, and I mean, I did, unfortunately, so I remember this. She would have been 20.
What did she search before she left the Anthony family home with
Kate? My gosh. So she searched how to break or this. Now, mind you, okay, she says that when law enforcement asked her, these searches were under her account. She said everybody had access because they had each other's passwords. So we see what she's trying to do here, right?
Trying to create that illusion that it's somebody else, but it's not.
Right. Correct. But she looked up, I believe, how to break someone's neck.
How to break somebody's neck.
I believe. Let me make sure. I will double check. Also, chloroform. Mm-hmm. Which they found traces of chloroform in a decomposition. In
the stages of decomposition, right? And then
so
court documents that you can look up online, because this trial was absolutely so publicized that you can look up everything. And when I say she's guilty, I just want to touch on something that on July 2017, Judge Perry, which was the judge that resided over this, I'm thinking that's his name, said that they were not presented all of the evidence against Casey that is out now. And they had a incompetent prosecutor. And he believes 110% that Casey Anthony killed Kaylee Anthony.
Really?
Yeah, he came out. There's an article about it. I'll send it to you. Yeah, it's Judge Perry. And in July of 2017, he said that he believes 110% that Casey Anthony killed Kaylee Anthony.
Now, mind you, I'm still trying to find that, because me and you were on the phone right. when we were talking about this. Right. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
There's probably articles, but yeah. So she Googled how to, and this was before she left the Anthony family home. She Googled chloroform, decomposition, ways to break neck, mm-hmm. to pretty much murder her child.
Yes. Okay, so here it is. It's mounting. The prosecution, meanwhile, focused on Casey's various lies to both her parents and police. Yes. Now, mind you, she took law enforcement to Universal Studios. She's arguing with the girl up front, telling him, this is my name, I work here. And the girl's like, no, you don't. I'm looking at records here. You don't work here. I think that she was, back then, in that day and age, was a pretty girl, I guess, is what some people thought. Me, personally, I've got a different opinion.
I think she was like a solid 4.
You're fine. And I think she was throwing such a fit that the manager came out. He saw an attractive girl, maybe thought he could get her number. Yeah. And he let her back there, which is wild to me. And she went down a hall. And then finally, she was like, it dead end. It was like a dead end.
And she was waving to people down this hall, like, hey, how are you doing? Like,
she's like, hey, girl, how's it going? And they were like, what? Who is this? Like, people were, like, passing her, and the cops noticed it. They were like, huh? Like, and these are in documentaries where law enforcement come out and interview and say these things. And finally, when it dead ends, she was like, okay, I don't work here. I haven't worked here for 2 years. Not like a month, not 2 weeks.
Right.
2 years.
Well, because she was asking for, so she had prior work there. And I don't even think it was for that long, but she was like asking the front desk girls about managers and such, people that had long moved on.
And yeah, they were like, that you're not working there.
Mm-hmm. And yep. the people there didn't, they had been gone for so long that the people there were like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Yep. Well, she also had searched how to make chloroform.
I wish she would have used it on her damn self, to be honest with you.
Bro, like, what though?
Well, then, you know, so do you want to talk about what happened after that? So,
yes. So July 16th, she was arrested. So one day
before she was arrested, they brought her back to the police station and told her, like, hey, we know you're a full kit, motherfucker. Check it out. And then that's when the nanny thing happened. She decided to, like,
the
nanny. And then they went there after the whole, like, Universal scandal. They went to Zendaya's place and knocked on Casey was like, oh, that's her apartment right there. And it was and it had been vacant for 3 months or something more.
It was like 3.5 months. She takes them to this apartment, like she just said, and points, and it's like, it's that apartment over there. And they're like, okay.
Chances of that place being
vacant to make it look.
Wow. It just tells me that, like, somebody she knew lived there.
It had to have been.
No longer. Yeah. Because the chances of that dumbass. And so this sparks like a manhunt for Zendaya.
Right.
And they ended up finding a woman named Zendaya in, is it South Texas?
Yes.
Mexico, coming back and forth. And this woman gets stopped by God and everybody, all the police department, because they think that she kidnapped a fucking child. Kidnapped
a child, yeah.
Like, then met Casey. Has never met Kaylee. Has never been to fucking anywhere around this Florida, this whole situation.
No.
And then
she would call her, though, Zanny the Nanny.
What a name. Hope she gets that tattooed on her fucking forehead. And now she's back at the police department. And what happens next, Josie?
So,
favorite part of this whole story right now.
So she's charged with neglect, giving false statements, and obstruction.
Yeah.
Because she had told the police, right, that she had given Kaylee to Nanny the Zanny, and she had worked at Universal Studios, which both were false statements. And that's where the false statements come in, and in them. A lot of times law enforcement will do things like this and people don't quite understand. They're like, why do they get them on a lower charge? Because they would rather get them locked up for something.
Yeah, in there.
So they then having them on the run.
Right. And then Casey was in jail And she made a tremendous amount of idiotic phone calls that were being recorded. So if people don't know this, when you're in jail and you get a phone call, shut the actual fuck up. Like, for anybody, shut the actual fuck up. Because they are recorded. You're not, their systems are down. You're not going to get away with it. And it was just her, like, pleading with her dad, who she claims is a fucking boogeyman. And it's like, I just hope Kaylee's okay. I want to know where Kaylee is. And bitch, what? No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yep.
No, you don't.
It doesn't that interview is wild to me because there were so many things that I noticed during. Like you said, she claims her father has saved her as a child. For those of y'all who are not familiar, we use terms like DBSA, things like that because we're used to TikTok. You can't say those things because you get flagged. So that's sexual assault. So she said she was sexually assaulted as a child, and that he was doing the same to Kaylee.
Is there any factual proof?
Absolutely none. They have, from my understanding, never proven anything. Parents even... Zero.
No evidence found in the home. No evidence found on Kaylee or Casey. And they even took a lie detector test and passed.
There were no false... There were no markers on it that had anything showing... Now,
when she first went to court and these accusations came out, this wasn't her first claim, right? She had claimed something else, that it was an accident. And then that wasn't really getting her anywhere. And then the next bombshell was like, okay, let's say that Jordan King, which is the dad, sexually assaulted her and Kaylee.
Yes. So she said that she was asleep and that... the dad came in and was like, where's Kaylee? What have you done with her? And is screaming at her. And she is like, I don't know. I don't know where she's at. They go search around the whole house, rooms. She says that Kaylee would never leave her. She would never go out of the house by herself.
She's a two-year-old child, mind you guys. 2 years old.
And even if she didn't, then you question, why wouldn't she? Right. Was there some type of abuse there that would make the child just sit there while a mother slept? Which is crazy to me because I never slept when my two-year-old was sleeping. It just, even when they would tell me, yeah, you don't, because you're catching up on laundry. But of course, I didn't also live with my parents, so there's that. And no hate on anybody who is. I'm just saying, like, the math ain't mathing, okay? Yeah. Like, it's just not mathing for me. She said she comes around back because they lived in Florida. There was a swimming pool. Now, it was an above ground swimming pool, is from what I remember. And that her dad is holding Kaylee.
And this is what she says in court.
Yes. And, well, wait, I want to say she, yes, in court as well. Yes. And
documentary in detail, but she does say in court, which is kind of a different story, but along the lines of, you know, her dad is the one that killed Kaylee. And no charges were ever brought against George Anthony. No.
Right? Zero.
Nobody believed any of this. Mm-hmm. Actually, their family lawyer came out in 2011 and said that Casey is a pathological liar and has been a liar since she was a child.
Yes. So what does that tell you? Like,
yeah.
So she says she takes this sweet baby. Okay. Excuse me. And she describes her child as being heavy and cold. Very strange,
unemotionally attached.
Very detached. Very detached. Not like, this is my baby. My baby is gone. Like, just, okay.
Anyways.
And she says that her dad is like continuously yelling at her. And then everything goes calm. And he says, don't worry about it. I will take care of it.
And then that's the last time she saw Kaylee.
That's the last time she saw Kaylee. And that during the 31 days, she texts her dad and asked him, how is Kaylee? She wanted to talk to him. She wanted to see her.
Now, are there text message proof of this?
Not that I saw in my diary.
There's not. And I looked for the claims that she made. There's ways to pull cell phone records. There's ways to find out who's talking to who. Absolutely. Like Verizon, AT&T, all of them, they did have Verizon cell phone service. Mm-hmm. I have Verizon cell phone service. I could literally see the text of what my daughter sends.
Yes.
You know? So there's proof of this. So Casey is full of shit.
Yes. Yes. And, then, granted, we can play devil's advocate here. 2008. Guarantee you they still would have been able to pull those. For anybody out there saying, well, it was 2008, you know, well, they have been able to,
yes. Phone, I got the Switch phone, you know,
mm-hmm.
The Sidekick phone to mm-hmm. the iPhone. Here, let's just, for shits and giggles, what year did the first iPhone come out?
Right. So we're talking about
a year after the first iPhone came out. So they were able to trace, you know what I'm saying? Yep. It's, Casey, you're a fucking clown. And then we're going to fast forward. She stays in jail. They're investigating. They're looking. And Casey is not charged with murder yet, right? She's charged with, lying to law enforcement, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yes. She's
being held in the jail.
She is being held. Okay. So let's, July 22nd.
Yeah.
She is declared a person of interest in the disappearance of Kaylee. 3 months later, October 14th, 2008, she's indicted on first degree murder charges. A Florida grand jury found that there was enough evidence, even though that sweet baby had not been found. Now, first degree murder charges
without a body is without a doubt you killed your daughter. Without a doubt.
It's hard, right? For the grand jury.
Yeah.
Because they for them to go in and say, we're going to charge you with this.
Scott, the guy that killed his pregnant wife and unborn child, was out the whole entire time because they did not have a body mm-hmm. to indict him on. So to have enough evidence mm-hmm. to convict somebody of first degree murder without a body is just astronomical.
Right. And in Florida, it's punishable. By a death sentence.
I'm fully in favor of the death penalty, by the way. So I think it's misused, but I'm in full favor of it.
Right.
Do harm acts against elderly or children.
Right.
I don't feel like there's...
I mean, listen, you know, I used to be one of those people who said, it's inhumane. And then you think about it and I'm like, but what have these people done to deserve the death penalty? Until I saw some very close people that I've known lose family members, and they chose not to go down that path because they didn't want to relive trial after trial, because if you get the death penalty, you get so many, what is it called? I can't think right now, but you can,
I have no idea.
It's where you can, towards the end of your death sentence, you can go and, have them relook at your case. I am drawing a blank right now. But anyways, they didn't want to go through that because reliving a trial over and over.
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah. So now we're looking at December 11th, 2008.
We got a man in the woods, a lie locator. Working for the water company.
He found her skeletal remains. Because you already have to think, she's already a 2-year-old little baby.
And from July 15th to December 11th, what's the weather like in Florida? Humid. You go from humid to to fall to cold. Cold in December, you know? And she's a 2-year-old little girl who was born and raised there. So when I say cold, I don't think anything in Florida is ever cold.
No.
I think about...
It's got to be probably 60s, right?
What is the weather like in Florida on December 11th, 2008? I can pull up the weather climate for December 8th. Or 11th, sorry. 57.
So 57. So not cold for us because we're, you know, but... But definitely cold for a Floridian. Definitely cold for a 2-year-old baby. So we have to think about rain.
Well, yeah, it's
and Florida. what that does to a.
Let's start talking about the days before that could have gotten lower cold, hotter. Mm-hmm. It's a body. It's a 2-year-old's body going from hot to cold. Because I know swamp ass was invented in Louisiana and Florida without a doubt.
Let's think about an even more recent case, Brian Laundrie.
Yeah. Where's his body?
He was in Florida.
Yeah.
He was in one of his favorite parks. And I mean, he was there, I can't remember how many days, but it wasn't as long as he was already decomposing. And it was out in the wooded area, and it had flooded. And
And so, Haley was found inside of a laundry bag.
Yes. Wrapped in a Winnie the Pooh
blanket with duct tape on her mouth and her skull. And so you put a body outside, right? And it's, and then you
discarded like it's trash.
But then you put a body inside of a bag or a bag. It's just, I can't even imagine. I don't even want to imagine. I'm not going to imagine. But in all reality, we all know what type of condition her body was in, times 30. So then after that, the fucking trial of the fucking nation sets off.
Yep.
And it's a fucking circus.
The man who found her, his name was Roy Kronk.
Yes.
If I'm saying that correctly, sorry.
Kronk.
So.
Kronk?
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
And I feel horrible for him too. Could you imagine stumbling upon something like that?
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, me and you talk about first responders and what they have to deal with. And hearing some of their interviews and how they say that what they dealt with will haunt them forever. Because they take it. Law enforcement, they take it and they relate to it on a level if they've got kids.
Absolutely.
And then they have to be nice, because then they that's how they get, you know, the suspect to tell them stories and, you know, or the truth, which she never did, but or allegedly never did, right? Because there were so many inconsistencies in her story. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you,
it was lie after lie after lie, and still continuous. And the lies didn't even stop there. It just kept fucking going till we're in 2025, and the lies are still there. And this happened in 2011. Eleven was when she was found guilty. But
she was acquitted of murder.
Yes.
But charged with lying to the police.
Yeah, she got 4 counts of lying to the police. Falsifying information.
And I would like to know the jury. Now,
I think they came out, honestly, I have seen, like I said, the Judge Perry in 2017 came out with like a written statement along with a couple other juries that said that they were never presented the evidence that we see today. They were never presented with anything, and that's why they blame the prosecution on the case for being incompetent. But even when the trial was televised, we saw it with Jose Baez, absolutely fucking, he was a mediocre good attorney all the time. And you know, Casey, I'm sure you sucked it up dick. But it's, I mean, how the fuck did she pay for it? Cindy and George didn't fucking pay for it. Like, come on. Pro bono my ass. Like, sorry, Josie's going to not say things, but I'm going to say what I feel.
Yeah, she does. And I got no control over her. Hey, that's what makes us so great together.
Yeah.
Like, it's listen, just on the phone, I may say some, like, she had to hear me earlier. She called me because, okay, I'm going to drop my TikTok video of her shirt she got me because I love it. I'm obsessed with it. But she called me because I text her and we were talking and I was just earthed.
Yeah.
I'm so passionate when it comes to kids because they're so innocent.
We got a lot of podcast episodes already that are not published yet. But anytime we talk about children, you're the first to be like, you know, it's like lockjaw, you know, everything locked up. Like,
I think I'm getting through this because I'm reading. Once I'm able to stop, it's gonna, you know, like it just hits you in that pit of your stomach because I think what bothered me most is when I heard her say she's an advocate for her daughter.
She just makes us upset. So let's talk about the trial. It's like, you know, it was, so Jose Baez was her pro bono piece of shit. I have been holding Casey went to trial for Kaylee, I had just had Britannia. I just became a full mom. So Britannia was born in 2010. So Britannia was barely over a year old, a year and a half old. And I mean, I used to be a lot different. I used to be like you. I used to be very like upset. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I cried. Me and my daughter's father watched it endlessly. This mockery of a child. What a fun age, right? 2 years old. What a fun fucking age. I remember my daughter and my nephew that I have a lot. Like, what a fucking fun age. They're walking, they're talking, they're moving, and they're grooving. You get to fucking put the little shoes on them. They're able to walk outside. They're building shit, the park times. What a fun age.
But so Jose Baez, just to name some of the clients he's represented, upstanding citizens.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this list.
Of course, her. Aaron Hernandez, Mark Nord. Is that how you say this name? I don't know who that is. But the best one out of, like, he trumps her. Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, no, shit. Shit.
How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep? And I get it, like, everybody, and this goes back to my beliefs, right? Like,
right.
The Bible. The money is the root of all evil.
Well, Jordan said something super phenomenal. God is great until you add man, and then it's a business. You know, I think it's the greatest saying ever. It's like, money is the root of all evil. And when you insert men into it, it's always corrupt. So,
yeah. I mean, apparently he's still practicing law.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. He also served in the Navy. I did not know that about him.
I do not.
I know. I'm just trying to put that, you know.
During this trial, they come out with, you know, Kaylee drowned in the pool at first.
Yes.
You know? And then, you know, that wasn't getting them anywhere. There was no fight to fight with that. You know what I'm saying? There was chloroform found, or the chlorine. There was no chlorine. And there was no anything. The medical examiner determined Kaylee to have blunt force trauma to the head and said it was murder. Like, that was their final, you know, findings was murder. So then you get lawyers, psychiatrists, all these people, doctors to get off on the stage and the stand and talk about how Casey is a pathological liar. And so Jose Baez is like, you know, little dick energy is like, oh, fuck, we got to do something, you know. So it was like overnight, they were like, well, George Anthony used to molest and sexually assault Casey when she was a child. And Casey was this devoted founding mother and wanted to protect Kaylee, which what the fuck? But then this is what's funny. It's not funny. It's very fucking like, I don't understand. This is where I don't understand the jury, right? Okay, so you get Casey, who says that George Anthony sexually assaulted her, molested her from the age of, she was Kaylee's age, all the way up until she was what, like 16? And that she thought she was doing that to Kaylee. She thought he was doing that to Kaylee. And that he is this big, huge monster. Kaylee drowns in the pool. George takes care of it for Casey. Why wouldn't you tell on George then? If you thought he killed Kaylee, or if you thought he hit her body, why didn't you immediately come off the rip and be like, this fucking asshole, piece of shit dad that I have has been molesting me my whole life. This is what happened with my kid, off the rip. Because you know that none of that shit is fucking true.
Yes. And I just read this. And I think this is kind of...
Sorry, this shit gets my fucking chest beaten out. No,
I know. This is... It's kind of like that 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend at the time was a key witness in her trial. He began dating her weeks before Kaylee's disappearance. Now, I don't know if a lot of y'all have followed. I'm a true crime junkie. Love them. You know how many cases of women that do things to their children because they want a new life, because they don't. Their boyfriends are like, I don't want kids.
Well, or Tony, I never, don't... Tony never.
And he never implied that.
Yeah. But... They came out and publicly said, the roommate and him, like, Kaylee's cool as shit, man. You know, she was hanging out, chilling.
Yeah.
Like that. So it's like, what the fuck? You know?
And he said that he would even skip classes to hang out with her.
And Kaylee.
Yeah. He testified they hit it off immediately, and he developed a relationship with Kaylee as well. He admitted also that he was never told about her disappearance.
Yeah.
Which, if you're...
Or the roommate.
Huh?
Or the roommate, because they had asked where Kaylee was. And Casey would say, she would never say that Kaylee was missing. She would just say, oh, she's at my mom and dad's, or oh, she's at Zanny's, the nanny's fucking
right
nanny's house. So, which is diabolical.
Yeah. Right. And he said he also discussed any experiences he shared watching her. I don't want to say her name just because I just don't want to. I think anybody who, anyways, I'm reserved.
A tough one, dude.
He would watch her interact with her young child, according to Tony. The trio was hanging out by the pool in his apartment building when he watched her discipline Kaylee like any mother would do when she got too close to the pool.
So crazy, right?
Which is a very...
Tony made a lot of statements about how, even the roommate, about how loving Casey was to Kaylee, about how great of a mother she was, and yeah, how she disciplined her for getting too close to the pool because she was worried she would drown. But it's like, where does the murder, you know, Tony's never given off the vibe like, hey, I don't want to be with you because you have a child. Like, he gets with Casey knowing she has a child. Kaylee comes over, stays the night multiple times. We're talking weeks at a time, you know what I'm saying?
Which is so crazy. Right? Because nowadays, you know, you have to be so careful who you take your kids around, because
roommate, you know, babysat, you know, it's just like,
she would leave her child with anyone.
Yeah. There was no indication that this child was unwanted in the relationship or in anything. But it's like, Kaylee, I believe that she just wanted to go out and party. You know, we got the famous party pictures of her on the bar stools or bar top or whatever, dancing with stuff. It's like,
but according to her now, she said that she was working. Now, in her documentary that I saw clips of, she said she was working and she was promoting her friend's bar, and that's what she was doing to bring in customers, because she was working there. She was not out partying.
Was there a paycheck stub to ever... I think I heard that, but was there like ever a verification that she had worked there, or was that another?
I'm sure she got like paid in tips and cash, but right. You know.
I feel like her boyfriend was a DJ there, and she was like, you know, I'm going to hang out with my mans, and that's where she gets this like...
And I think she became a young mother, which I was a young mom too. But she had parents who were willing to watch her child. My parents were willing to watch my oldest.
It never makes sense.
Never any. So the trial, it lasted over six weeks, which is
stupid long. That's a month and a half. How long did it take the jury to come back and find her not guilty? A couple days?
I think so. Let me see here.
And the amount of stories.
Yes. The amount. Like, I mean, she said that it was bias, you know, claim that she drowned in the family's pool and that the dad helped, you know, her cover it up, blah, blah, blah. You know,
back to take her or to find her not guilty, but they acquitted her. They found her not guilty of first-degree murder of
serious charges.
And they found her guilty of the four lesser charges, which is falsifying. And she was sentenced to like 100 days in jail. She got time served for the amount of time she'd been in there and $1,000 fine, which is diabolical.
Yep. Bullshit. All serious charges, including first-degree murder, like you said, manslaughter, and child abuse.
None. She was found not guilty for none of those, but four counts of falsifying information to police officers.
She was sentenced to release. Yeah, well, it says here, July 7th is when it happened. She was released July 17th, 10 days later still. 10 days after sentencing is when Casey was released from Florida Orange County Jail. She was greeted by hundreds of protesters who were outraged over her acquittal waiting outside.
I think there's so many like different articles, because yeah, the one I read said 100 days, $1,000 fine. This is from People,
which is fine. So, and then she disappears, right?
Well, a 16, she's a photography company.
Well,
business.
She disappears, but let's talk about where she went. The legal team that she worked for, one of their husbands, and she was a researcher, and which is insane. And then she starts the fucking photography business.
Yep, because it says People's sources also claim still resides in Florida at the time and received financial support from some of the legal team.
Yeah. So it came out in the documentary, you meet them all, and you see some of them from the trial that she worked at. She's at their family dinners and this and that. And she became a family photographer. Well, attempted to be a family photographer. And she did. So she's talking now, 2025, about, you know, I've been in the legal business
field,
legal field since 2011.
Girl, get out.
Let's be so fucking clear when we speak about that. She does not retain a law degree.
She has never passed the bar.
She's never done any of that. No. What she is a researcher like you and I are. What she does is what we've been doing. Get on the internet and we look and we read. That is what she is. I don't know where she gets off with, like, I'm a legal advocate.
What is?
A legal advocate. And she wants to be an advocate now for her and her child, which is...
My question is what does she want to advocate for? Like, a question. And the fact that you have to subscribe, of course, and...
Okay.
So let me read this real quick, and then we need to get into the questions that, you know, that we asked our friends, mutuals on TikTok, because I think this was a great, I think this is something we should do maybe once a month, is just relatable talk or current topics. But she's got enough money to live, but not enough to really do anything, a source said. She sort of lives like an old person on a fixed income, which without much going on in her life. She's bored, and she complains about boredom all the time.
Mm.
And then she finally spoke out in 2017, and this is, quote, what she said. Okay. I don't give a shit about what anyone thinks about me. I never will.
No, mind. Good for you, bitch. Good for you.
She told the outlet, I'm okay with myself, and I sleep pretty good at night.
She's a fucking moron.
She added, I understand the reason people feel about me. I understand why people have an opinion that they do. I'm still not even certain, as I stand here today, about what happened. Now,
I remember this. I remember this in the documentary, and it is so fucking mind-blowing to me that you're claiming that you don't even know at this point what happened. Like, girl, what the actual fuck are you talking about?
Now, mind you, though, I forgot to add in there, one thing that stuck out to me most about the jailhouse calls.
Yeah.
Was when her mom is talking to her and her mom tells her, somebody said, you know, Kaylee's dead. And she said, surprise, surprise.
The surprise, surprise. Yeah.
What? Not like, oh my gosh, why would somebody say that? Would say that? No, surprise, surprise. Like, what?
It's not a cobra. It's
my favorite word. Like, why? You know, like, why would you? So, okay. I think that somebody said, Amy from on TikTok said, I want to know why, if she knew she was going to do this, why not place that sweet baby child up for adoption? And I think,
go ahead. I'll tell you what I do next.
Me personally, I think that it's kind of like one of those weird relationships when the guy tells you, if I can't have you, nobody can. And I think that's what it was like, if I can't have her, nobody's going to have. Like, right. I think, you know, that's what I think.
So I think that just from, like,
the research that I've done over the years about this stuff, even though I'm like drawing a complete blank today, I believe that Kaylee or Casey was a good mother at one point in time and truly loved that baby. And I think that when she got a new boyfriend, she wasn't really dating that much before then. She got a new boyfriend. They started going out. She started seeing what life was like as a single parent. And it sucks when you're hungover. It sucks when you can't go out because you don't have a babysitter. It sucks when these things happen. And I think that she has always been a really shitty and a really manipulative and a pathological lying type of person, conniving. So I think that she thought that she, one, would absolutely get away with this, which she did. And two, that I think that she just decided one day that she didn't want to be a mom and she killed her baby. And this is something very common.
Allegedly.
And this is something very common in the United States. This isn't, Casey isn't the first Casey, you know, and she hasn't been the last Casey since Casey. You know, if that makes sense. You know, this is something that women do all the time. They're phenomenal mothers. And then just one day, they're
some just, yeah, some just get acquitted. Some get acquitted and some have to serve the rest of their lives. And so, Andrea Yates, she drowned her babies.
Yes.
Here in Texas. My goodness. You know, it's nuts to me. I personally don't understand that. You have a good point. Being hungover. I mean, look, my youngest is 11, and there are times, I mean, Bree knows, I'm like, oh, it's Tequila Thursday. And I'm like, next day, guess what? She's going to school, and I'm getting up at 6 a.m. to pack lunch. Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
Right. And there are days that Bertania
and you don't even,
like, I've had Bertania call an Uber because I didn't want to give her a ride to her friend's house. I was so tired. Now, mind you, it's just her friend's house. I was like, call an Uber. And her friend's Uber. I'm like, bro, I'm tired. I don't feel good. Like, I'm just, if you feel sick or I work nights, you know, you're not getting a ride from me, bro.
Yep. Let's see what else. Somebody said, QKY Shop, not the KY Roach, KY Shop. She said, do we think her parents were involved? Which is a good question.
I do not. Maybe not.
You know, the more, you know, for a while there, I thought the dad maybe helped her because he was like, oh my goodness. But after watching some of the interviews and seeing how surprised he was after and during the, and he comes from law enforcement. He's an ex-cop.
Yeah.
And he, right away, it was like, nope, this is what we're doing. We're calling the cops. We're doing this. We're doing that. Nobody who would have helped. No, I don't think either of them were.
I don't think either of them were involved. No, I think that they have been given a fucking shitty, shitty reputation in the court of public opinion on what they should have done and what they shouldn't have done and what could be true and what could not be true. And I think it's all made up. And I think that they were great, loving parents to a fucking piece of shit asshole like Casey.
Also, she said, what was the reason? And I think we just went over that. And Black Widow said, I think she wanted to party and didn't want the responsibility of a child, to be honest. She thought she'd get away with it.
I think that the most scariest thing about being a parent is responsibility. The biggest and scariest thing that you'll ever have to do is be accountable and be responsible for somebody else's life. And I just don't think that she started off as a horrible mom. I truly don't. But she is America's most hated mother. And
yes,
I
that's her title.
Hate her so deep in the core of my soul that it's like I can't even change it if I try.
Yeah. I think her and Ruby Frank are right up there, right? Like, I think they're both like a playing level, like really, y'all probably could be best friends. Girl, hit your girl up. Like, maybe y'all can be, again, oh my gosh, a trio. It could be the three amigos. Her, Yolanda, and freaking Ruby Frank. Maybe y'all can just chill together, y'all. But don't come over here on this side, because we good. We good moms. Listen, we may not have all our stuff together, and I may not have did the best that I could have did with my kids, but I gave them everything, like love, and my kids didn't want for anything. So, no, bro. They got hugs. They got kisses. No, thank you. Everything. You know I made a video on TikTok because I said that I didn't understand why she even has a platform.
Absolutely.
And honestly,
showing her followers shit.
Yeah. I mean, she had over, I think it was, is that what it's at? What's it? What else is it today?
As of this morning, it was 61,000, 61.8,000.
And I get it. People
about TikTok, that people need to understand is it takes 10,000 followers to get into the creator fund. And you do not get paid off of your following after that. You don't even get paid off your following. You just need 10,000. What you get is you get paid off of your views. Her videos are over 1 million views. She is.
And I did.
You don't have to follow her to give her views, like, or to get paid.
And listen, I did. I made 2 videos. The first one was, girl, why are you here? Why are you here? Second one was, because I'm pointing out, why are y'all giving her a platform? There are so many deserving people on that app that don't. There are people out there looking for their kids. There are people out there trying to fight for their kids. There are people on there trying to get justice for their kids. And they're steady at 3K. 2K. Yeah.
I mean, we got Ashley Trevino, who's a fucking diabolical mom with almost 1 million followers.
What did I tell you?
Look at all these dirtbag fucking people. And it's just the world we live in. It's people like to watch train wrecks. They like to do these things, but not understanding the severity of what they are doing. So I truly believe there is a page. If you go to change.org, there is a petition put in Casey Anthony's name. There is a petition to keep her off of social media. Now, will it work? I don't know. TikTok likes to do a thing where they like to suck the asshole of people when they make enough noise. I mean, look at the Mendez brothers, what the internet did. Look at all these cases that the internet did. So I think that that could actually be a really good thing. So go to change.org and look up Casey Anthony's name and sign the petition to get her fucking ass the fuck out of here. I haven't really seen a lot of people, like, because she made a post talking about how she was going to sue us and stuff. And the internet, which...
Yeah, on her Substack. Now, mind you, Substack, okay, it's not like she's over there just giving legal advice, right? Like, where she's helping people. You have to subscribe. So you're paying her. Let this sink in, guys. I want y'all to listen closely to me. She is charging y'all to view what she's saying.
Yeah.
Just like she's doing on TikTok. Somebody said, listen, she does this so often, every couple of years, where she does this, she comes out, and then bam, she's gone for a little while. She had the run-in. There's body cam of her having a run-in where she was having an affair with a police officer. And girl, listen, I get it.
Of all things, I wish I knew his name.
Saying, guys, be mindful. You know, y'all are grown. This is the best quote I've ever had. That somebody always tells me when she has a sit-down talk with me, I know you're grown and you're going to do what you want to do, but hear me out. Thank you, KY.
Thank you, KY. We love KY.
We love KY. But listen, hear me out. And y'all do the same. Yeah. You know, go out here and find somebody. And like you said, I get it. We want to watch the train wreck. We want to, but what about Kaylee? What about her? She would have been 20 years old. Guess what? She didn't get to graduate. She didn't get to go to prom. She didn't get to be involved in sports. She doesn't get to go to college. She doesn't get to get married. She doesn't get to pick out the dress. She doesn't get to meet her Prince Charming. She doesn't get to do any of that. Okay? And that's what gets me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. And because monetizing off of your guys' views. And I know that some of y'all just don't give a shit. Right? You don't give a shit. It's cool to just not give a shit. You're going to do whatever you want. Like, grow the fuck up. Grow the fuck up. Like, it's fucking stupid at this point. Like, and it's not even Casey. It's so many of these motherfuckers on TikTok that you guys literally platform, literally idolize, and they abuse children and do child neglect in fucking front of you. And it's just like, fuck these kids. Y'all take that to an extent.
There's people out there that can't have kids. That would give anything to have these children.
You know? So it's just like, I don't know.
Let it sink in, guys. I think that's a wrap for us. Remember, our second part of Kingery and Semantics drops Friday. I speak for both of us. We are so thankful for those of y'all who have been pushing our content and supporting us. And we see it. And we really appreciate you guys.
We do. And I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and we will see you back here on Friday at 5. Bye, guys.